Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and this is my podcast. Today on The End of the Beginning, Part 1. So in the last episode, I mentioned that I was in Abuja for the NIMSA International Health Summit, and the theme was Non-Communicable Diseases in the COVID-19 Era with Cancer as a Case Study. It was a really great event because apart from giving me the opportunity to visit Abuja for the first time, I got to meet an online mentor. Now guess who? Okirikiri, popularly known as Aproko Doctor, but his real name is Dr. Chinonso Ekemba, among other dignitaries. We had in attendance the former Senate President of Nigeria, Dr. Bukola Saraki, who was a doctor. We also had Her Excellency, Dr. Mrs. Zainab Bagudu, the First Lady of Kebbi State, who is also a doctor, graduated from Ahmadu Bello University. We had Dr. Safiru Muhammad, my very own senior, and the former NIMSA presidential candidate. We had medical students like award-winning researcher Daniel David Otobo and our very own president of my MSA, Mustafa Aminu Tuko, to mention a few. Trust me to make new friends. Ha! I took lots of pictures for memories. I got to take pictures with Aproko Doctor, Dr. Owen, and friends from other medical schools. I also got to see one of my best friends after 2 years, and I even met a family, and I was super happy. We left for Kaduna on Sunday and something happened. We almost missed the train. At some point, I had to stop taking the phone calls of my seniors already at the train station because it was making me even more tense. Like, I was literally sweating. Let's just say my friends and I did a mini version of Temple Run that day. Only that in our case, there was no dragon or beast pursuing us. Rather, we are pursuing the train. Oh yeah. And I got to tick something off my bucket list, traveling in a train. So item 13 is off the table. The journey back to school was really smooth and fun for me because it was like a mini road trip, traveling in the company of my friends and seniors. My social battery died out along the way. Who would have guessed? We got back to school and started preparing for second semester exams, which was the next week. Midway preparation, a friend posted an opportunity about an online challenge on mental health, and I took part in it, mainly because mental health is not something we talk about very well in this part of the world. We have a lot of people that believe that mental health and mental illness is an Oyinbo topic, so Africans, Nigerians in particular, have no business with mental illness. One of the things. So I participated in it. I used my friend's phone to record and they helped me edit. I posted it on Instagram and asked people to like the video. 2 weeks or so later, I came first in the challenge and won 12,000 and a pair of scrubs. A pair of scrubs. So even before I start preclinicals proper, I already have a pair of scrubs. Nice to know. Just before exams, my class organized a workout day for us to cool off before the exam, and it was really nice. I ran and I came third. That was last, but I came third. Doesn't matter if third was last, I came third. Exam started and I don't know, some courses were better than others. I mean, that's the usual. First week of exams, we had a WhatsApp talk on breast cancer that reached over 250 people, and I moderated the session. It was a really interactive one, more so because even non-medical students were part of it. The next day, which was a Friday, we had the Breast Cancer Awareness Rally organized by the Standing Committee on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights, including HIV and AIDS, SCORA. The NORA assistant made me in charge of the planning as my first project under SCORA, and it was a really fun experience. Of course, I'm still a baby in this planning thing, so I used a lot of her help, but overall, the outreach was a great success. We had a banner with the theme, Cancer Can't, But We Can, Walk the Walk. We also had a pamphlet designed with info about the basics of breast cancer, the risk factors, symptoms, diagnosis, treatments, lifestyle habits that can cause cancer, and how to do a self-breast examination. If you smoke and drink, you have a high chance of getting breast cancer. I just say, make I tell you. Anyway, before we started the walk, We took a picture in the shape of the ribbon and it came out really nice, especially because we are all wearing pink shirts. We chose a local market because it has more people who have little access to this kind of information, and we decided to use their local dialect, which is Hausa, to explain to them. So we are sure that by the end of the rally, all the people we talked to had a basic understanding of what we are trying to explain to them. It was a really fun experience, different from the menstruation outreach. We met people that wouldn't even listen to us. We met people that were rebooking it. The first woman I met legit told me, God forbid, it's not my portion. And I was like, yes, ma, it's not your portion, but you have to know this. We met people who gave us the bad eye, like, why are you talking about breasts in the markets? And most importantly, we met people that listened and gave us their rapt attention. So I guess that compensated for the others. We spoke to women and even men, because men can have breast cancers, even though it's rare, but they can. And a lot of these people, we are really ready to know more about things like this. Some even went as far as praying for us. The rally exposed me to how members of the society react to certain issues, especially of those relating to their to their general health. We took lots and lots of pictures. While we were leaving the market, a toothpaste company was advertising their products and they asked us to take some pictures with them. We did, and we were given 6-minute toothpastes. That was over and we were back to school to prepare for exams. We had pre-200 level orientation in between, and we are given the list of books and materials we will need for 200 level. Lots and lots and lots and lots of different advice on how to be a successful student and all. Someone said, study well so that even after you become a doctor, you will still be good, like you'll be a good doctor. Someone said, you know what, just study enough to pass. Another person said, you have to buy your textbooks. Another person said, you know what, once you have a laptop and or a tablet, you're good. Having the soft copy is enough. Overall, just find out what works for you. My girlfriends and I also did some TikTok videos. Yeah, nice. Exams came and went. We had a general class picture and all that. It felt relieving that after spending 2 years in 100 level, when our mates in other institutions are almost done with the said 200 level, we're finally moving forward. It was a bittersweet experience, I guess. I came back home that week. So random things I learned in between. For one, the 105-meter tall cocoa house in Ibadan, built in 1965, was once the tallest building in tropical Africa. On Instagram, I saw a post that said, if a patient is rushed to the hospital to have an emergency surgery and there is high alcohol in his system, that patient will most likely be operated on without anesthesia, and the patient will feel excruciating pain while being cut open. And this is because alcohol as a central nervous system depressant combined with anesthesia can put the patient into coma. Another thing is the cornea of the eye does not contain blood, but a lot of nerves. Tears are rich in vitamin A, and lack of sufficient tears can destroy the eyes or more. Just be crying. I'm not sure that's what it means though. Metabolic syndrome is characterized by cardiovascular diseases such as obesity and high blood pressure, and it is caused by environmental and genetic factors. And lastly, women are more likely to have central obesity than men. I'm not sure what central obesity is. I guess I'll have to look it up after recording this episode. So yes, don't mind me. On personal development level, I got an appointment as the Deputy Director African Affairs under the African Union Student Club. I was also awarded with a certificate of award for serving as a public representative in the NIMSA National Essay Contest. On rejections level, I wrote an essay about a cervical and breast cancer app and I did not win. But now I know how to write a better essay. Yeah, I guess I do. Application-wise, I applied for the youth leadership program and I got accepted. So for the next 4 months, I will be undergoing training on how to be a youth leader. I also wrote an essay in commemoration with the October 1st Independence Day, and the title of the essay was The Roles of the Nigerian Youth in the Emergence of a New Nigeria. What do you think are the roles of Nigerian youth? Tell me. So there it is, the end of the beginning, part one. In the next episode, I'll talk about how I spent my holiday. Until then, be good, stay safe, and bye-bye from your favorite podcast girl. Before I say bye-bye, send voice. Is it voice notes? Send me voice messages. I want to hear your voice. Okay, let's see. Tell me about the roles of the Nigerian youth in the emergence of a new Nigeria. All right. Until the next episode, bye-bye.